An anonymous tip and an ensuing terror investigation has left a shipping company and their customers a little sour. This week, the Coast Guard quarantined some 200,000 pounds of lemons at the port of Newark, New Jersey. They confiscated the perishable cargo after an anonymous email warning that the lemons had been tainted with a biological weapon. That tip now appears to have been a hoax, and the lemons left to rot. We have two reports on the whole misadventure, the first from Nancy Solomon in New York.
As it turns out, when a huge shipment of lemons is delayed, you can't even make lemonade. Instead, about $70,000 worth of Argentine lemons will soon be incinerated, despite having tested negative for any biological, chemical, or nuclear agent. Lieutenant Commander Gary Jones of the U.S. Coast Guard says the operation was handled in the best possible way.
The bottom line is to make the port, to make people, to make this country safe, so that no one should have to look over their shoulder in doubt.
It all started on July 29th, when the U.S. Department of Agriculture received an anonymous email hinting that terrorists had contaminated 5 truck-sized containers of lemons and gave specific information about the ship on its way from South America to New Jersey. The Coast Guard held the ship outside the port for days before it could safely board and test the cargo. Jones says the interdiction at sea and extensive testing of the cargo couldn't have been done any quicker.
This has been a great, great exercise opportunity for state, local, and federal agencies to respond. And from the beginning, it went extremely well.
But delays and ruined cargo do not sit well with the shippers and their customers. Chris Cook is president of the World Shipping Council, the trade group for the ocean liner industry. He says the Department of Homeland Security needs to improve its ability to collect and analyze intelligence and tips.
So that when an issue does come up involving a container, there is an efficient, prompt way to deal with it, so that not only you can resolve the question about a specific container, whether it's lemons or something else, but that you don't delay and hold up the thousands of other containers that are on that ship trying to get into port.
The New York and New Jersey congressional delegations have been calling for better port security since September 11th. Representative Robert Menendez of New Jersey is the chair of the Democratic caucus.
If we react to every tip that is given to the Coast Guard, not only will they be stretched so thin, and not only will we damage commerce significantly, we'll also end up being in a situation where by being stretched so thin, we may not get the one cargo that was crucial to get.
Menendez wants a better system in place for examining cargo in its port of origin and placing an electronic lock on containers that could be tracked by the Global Positioning System. But, he says, the White House has not prioritized these kinds of preventative measures.
This is a question of commitment, it's a question of will, it's a question of resources, and it's a question of leadership, which the administration has not exhibited in this particular pressing issue on Homeland Security.
Meanwhile, the Coast Guard says an investigation to determine who sent the anonymous email is underway, and that anyone caught making a false allegation of terrorism will face serious trouble. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.